Chapter 3. My First Date. The week passed quickly, and Lee and I worked hard to get our booth ready. We made a music list and bought some pink and red decorations. Now, we just had to finish making the sign at school. I did my best to keep away from Noah when I was at Lee's house. I was still angry, and I didn't want to argue with him again. Friday came, and I was nervous about my date with Cody. I had no idea what to wear on a date to the movies, but I couldn't ask the girls and tell them that it was my first date. In the end, I decided on a pink sweater and dark gray jeans. I checked the clock. I was already 5 minutes late. I ran downstairs and shouted goodbye to Dad.
"Have fun,"
he called back from the living room. Lee's car was already outside. I ran and climbed in. "Sorry, but it's okay to keep Cody waiting a bit, isn't it?" I said, and then looked over at Lee. But it wasn't Lee. "Noah, what are you doing here?"
"Lee had something to do for Mom, which means I have to be your driver."
"You didn't have to. There are cabs, you know. So why didn't Lee text me?"
"I don't know."
We sat in silence for a while. I felt nervous about the date. "Do I look okay?" I asked Noah. "I've never done this before."
"You look nice. You'll be careful, won't you, Elle?"
"Of course. I can look after myself, you know."
"Right."
"I think I've spoken to you more in the past week than in all of the last year," I said. I looked over at him. There was nothing between us, I was sure. But he was really good looking, with his hair falling into his eyes like that. "Wait a minute, Elle. You're going on a date with another guy," I said to myself. "Stop dreaming." "You can stop here. Thanks for the ride, Noah," I said.
"Fine. Do you need a ride home?"
he asked. "Cody will take me. If he can't, I'll call my dad." When I got to the movie theater, I couldn't see Cody anywhere. I checked inside, but he wasn't there either. I waited outside, looking at my phone like I was doing something important. I hoped I didn't look as nervous as I felt.
"Isn't he coming?"
I jumped. It was Noah. Why was he still here? "You really frightened me. Actually, he's just a bit late."
"And I thought you wanted to keep Cody waiting,"
Noah said. "Noah, go home. It's fine." We stood for a while, not speaking.
"Hey,"
someone said, and I looked round. It was Cody, at last. Noah gave him the coldest look that I've ever seen, and then got into his car and drove off.
"Sorry, the traffic's terrible,"
Cody explained.
"What was Flynn doing here? I didn't know you two were close."
"We're not. Lee couldn't give me a ride, so Noah did."
"Right. Shall we go in?"
The movie started, but I couldn't stop thinking about Cody. Is he going to put his arm around me? Or hold my hand? or try to kiss me. But he didn't do any of those things. Maybe he was just as nervous as I was. After the movie, we went out to Cody's car, and he gave me a ride home. We talked about movies and music, and discovered that we liked completely different things. "Well, thanks, Cody," I said when we arrived at my house. "I had a nice time."
"Yeah, we should do this again sometime," he said.
Then he looked at my mouth and moved toward me. "He's going to kiss me," I thought. "My first kiss with Cody Kennedy. I'm not ready for this." He moved closer. I turned my head quickly and kissed his cheek. And then I got out of the car as fast as I could, smiled, waved, and walked to my front door. "Elle, you're so stupid," I thought. "It's lucky that you're not working the kissing booth." Of course, over the weekend, I told Lee everything about my date with Cody. Then, in the car on Monday morning, Lee said,
"If you haven't heard from Cody by now, then he's not interested."
"Really?" I said. "But that's okay. I guess I only agree to go on the date to be nice to him."
"You see, Elle, you're too nice," Lee told me.
"Not to Noah," I said. "Hey, why didn't you tell me he was giving me a ride?"
"I'm sorry. I forgot. Luckily, you didn't kill him."
"No, but Noah really looked like he wanted to kill Cody." As soon as we got out of the car at school, a group of girls came up to me.
"Everyone's talking about your date. Is it true that you didn't kiss Cody?"
"Why didn't you kiss him?"
Lee laughed.
"See you later, Elle. And don't forget, we're painting the sign for the booth after school."
Lee was getting out the paint and paintbrushes when I joined him in the art room after school.
"So, did you see Cody? How was it?"
he asked me while we were painting. I put my brush into the can of pink paint again. We agreed we should just stay friends. It's fine, really. Suddenly, Lee dropped his paintbrush into the can of paint. The paint flew up over my shirt, my face, my hair.
"Lee!" I screamed.
Lee started laughing.
"It's not funny," I yelled at him.
"Yes, it is. You should see yourself."
He couldn't stop laughing. I hurried out to clean myself up. But as I was walking down the hall to the restrooms, a group of football players came toward me. They all started laughing.
"You look like a Picasso,"
one of them said.
"What happened?" another added. "You should be on the wall."
"Very funny," I said, and turned away. Just then, a hand caught my arm, and I looked round.
"What are you doing?"
Noah said.
"Why are you walking around like that?"
"Why should you care?" I said. But I was thinking about how good he looked in his football clothes. I pushed past him to the door of the girls' restrooms.
"Elle, wait. Lee just texted me. He wants me to give you a ride home. He's going for some food with Dixon.
sure? I tried not to think how ridiculous I looked, standing there with paint all over me. I can get cleaned up at home. I was nervous about being alone in the car with Noah. What if he asked about my date with Cody?
"How's the booth going?"
he asked as we walked out of school. I felt like I should be angry with him, but now I couldn't think why. "It's going okay, but we still have a lot to do. And if Lee keeps painting me and not the sign, it will never be finished."
"Well, you make a beautiful painting,"
Noah said. I looked at him. Did he mean that? Or was he laughing at me? "Are you coming to the carnival?" I asked him.
"Sure. I have to, really. But don't ask me again about working your kissing booth."
"Okay. But will you come to the booth? It is for charity. And all the girls keep asking me to ask you. The thought of kissing Noah Flynn is just so exciting for them."
"Well, tell them that I might come."
We were in the parking lot, but I couldn't see his car anywhere. Then Noah stopped next to a red and black motorbike, which I remembered seeing in their garage. "I'm not getting on that," I said. I was terrified. "I've never been on a motorbike."
"You'll be fine, Elle. Here, have the helmet."
"You only have one helmet?" I said.
"It's okay. I haven't had an accident yet,"
he said.
"Come on, get on. It won't bite."
What could I do? I had to get home to wash and change into clean clothes. Noah put the helmet over my head, his fingers touching my cheeks a little as he did it.
"Don't look so frightened,"
he said, and gave me a real smile. My heart jumped. He got onto the bike, and I climbed on behind him. Then he reached back, pulled my arms around his waist, and started the bike. We began to move. I was terrified. I wanted to yell, "Slow down! You're going to kill us!" But I couldn't speak. We flew down the road, racing between the cars and trucks. My hair blew into my face from under the helmet, and I could hear nothing but the wind in my ears and the noise of the motorbike. When Noah stopped the bike outside my house, I couldn't move. My arms were still holding onto his waist. Noah slowly pulled my arms away from him, and I got off the bike. My legs were shaking as he undid the helmet and pulled it off my head.
"Your hair's all messy,"
he said, reaching up to touch it.
"Now, don't tell me that you didn't enjoy that."
"I hated it," I told him. "I've never been so frightened in my life."
"What? You even hated holding on to me?"
"Shut up, Noah, and give me my bag, please." He passed me my bag, and I walked up to my front door, my legs still shaking.
"Elle?"
he said. I turned around.
"You have a little paint just there."
And he pointed to his cheek. I didn't answer. I went in and closed the front door loudly behind me.